This is GQDN for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, anyone you want. And you will get 25% off of your purchase if you go to the checkout line and put in the promo code QUEST. That promo code QUEST gets you 25% off of your purchase. Oh yes, it's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, you're thirsty? Oh, we got something for you. Outside of Swift Energy, of course. Could there be a sequel to a game? But that wasn't the only poll. Today, we start with something bad, though. Actually, a couple bad things. BlueNews.com did report that Sega is laying off about 240 people, and they sold Relic. So, there are about 240 layoffs there at Sega. Most of them are in Europe, and they're doing some structural reforming. GameIndustry.biz said that the Creative Assembly and Sega Hardlight were hit with these layoffs. So, what they're saying is they are optimizing the fixed expenses, and that's after the loss on the business of restructuring of about 1.5 billion yen, which is where Sega's stock is in China. And that was following the cancellation of some of the projects in the European bases. Those cancellations happened in September 2023. But initially, they were going to do 250 people. Instead, they're doing 240 people. So good news for those 10 people, but 240 is still a pretty big number. And Relic was indeed sold at about 4.7 billion yen, and that was going to be an extraordinary loss. That's what Blue News is saying. And Relic will be excluded from the loss of 240 people, at least within that note. And they did give where the company is held upon selling that company. So, good luck to all of those. Now, a judge did rule in Sony's favor about a controller. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that Sony did win a patent infringement lawsuit where it was being sued for $500 million, and that was after the U.S. District Court judge did rule in PlayStation's favor. Now, the lawsuit was based on Sony's controller communication method, and that was with Genuine Enabling Technology, and they're a company that has history of lawsuits. And they were seeking for $500 million in damages. And the Genuine Enabling Technology did file a complaint back in 2017. And the patent was entitled, quote, "Method and Apparatus for Producing a Combined Data Stream and Recovering therefrom the Respective User Input Stream and at least one input signal." Sony's defense was that GET did not provide enough information for their part of the lawsuit, and GET did fail. Do note that that same company went after Nintendo, and they failed there as well. But the Court of Appeals reversed that decision back in 2022, and the lawsuit is still ongoing. Now we go to the esports corner, but this is more lawsuits. Well, not really a lawsuit, because somebody's going to face a judge. The CEO, a former TSM, has been sentenced to 25 years in jail. And that person is Sam Bankman-Fried. And he was the founder and CEO of the now bankrupt CryptoChange. And he did have deals with some games such as League of Legends, and also had a sponsorship with TSM. And he was stealing a lot of money from customers and such. And we're talking about tens of billions of dollars here. So that is why he was convicted of fraud. And that's why he has been sentenced to 25 years in jail. So they were lying to investors and even bringing some foreign officials. And the prosecutors did say that he, quote, "orchestrated one of the largest financial frauds in history," end quote. Now, Dot Esports was going through some of the history of FTX, where the company was valued at $32 billion back in January 2022. And that's where League of Legends esports organization TSM did land a sponsorship with FTX. In fact, that was a 10-year deal that was worth $210 million in the rights. And the deal did see that TSM did effectively name itself TSM FTX across all the major esports titles. So it wasn't too long after that that FTX went bankrupt, and that's where Mr. Bankman stepped in and made his money around that time. So, yes, that did happen. Now, staying in the esports corner, but getting out the dark side, Esports Insider did say that Tekken 8 will be coming to the Esports World Cup. So, they are now joining Dota 2, Overwatch 2, StarCraft 2, EA Sports FC, and Counter-Strike 2, along with the Mobile Legends Mid-Season Cup, Honor of Kings Invitational Mid-Season, and PUBG Mobile World Cup. But yes, Street Fighter 8 was indeed confirmed. So we'll see who signs up for it. Yes, we will. And we will also see where they are streamed at. We'll keep you informed. Yes, we will. So now we get to some other stuff, including a little bit more information about the PlayStation 5 Pro. According to WCCF Tech, there was a new video from More Law is Dead, who did reveal some more information on the PlayStation 5 Pro. And they're talking about the Zen 2 CPU, and that will be a 4nm CPU, which will have some additional information and some improvements over the base model's processor. That would include something like power consumption, some efficiency, and some form factor. And if Sony wants to do it, if they put out the Pro, WCCF Tech was also saying that there could be a slim version. Now, Eurogamer was talking about Dragon's Dogma 2. And what they are saying is Capcom is doing some polling to see if people want to have a DLC. In fact, they put a link up to the survey, and a part of that survey said that how much would you pay for it? Now, some fans suggested that the DLC would have better interaction between the pawns, more enemy variety, and would be able to decorate the properties that they had acquired. Now, the survey is free, and you could gain a desktop wallpaper for your smartphone or PC if you want it. Now, right now, there's no stats for this on what people are thinking, but we shall see. Now, Games Radar was saying that Stellar Blade, if it does well enough, could get a sequel. That's what the director was saying. Now, Stellar Blade does launch next month, April 26th, and is a PlayStation 5 exclusive. But the director was saying, talking with Matsu, Hyung Tae Kim, on how the game could have more stuff to it. Because he was also talking about Eve and the company that she has with her. Because if they were curious, they would play Stellar Blade. Now, could that really be happening or no? That is something that we will have to see later on. But Games Radar was thinking that Stellar Blade could get a photo mode after launch if the fans really, really want it. Now, if you're curious about the game, the demo is available tomorrow, Friday, March 29th. It'll be a Stellar Blade preview on Games Radar, but I do have it as well on pre-order, which you can get it right now. There was another game that was announced, and it was One Last Breath. It has been released and is up on Steam and for the consoles. It is a puzzle platformer with an ecological theme, and you play as a physical embodiment of Gaia, who wants you to restore the Earth from its apocalyptic demise. And Blue News did post a trailer. And who would you play? So everything looks good there. We'll see how that turns out. And I wonder if she was actually drinking some tea during that time. Because GameSpot did say that the Fallout-themed Arizona Green Tea Variety Pack is in stock. And it's up on Amazon. It comes in pomegranate, Georgia peach, red apple, and a variety pack. Keep in mind that the prices are different. 31 is the cheapest. 36 is most of them. 3 out of 4. The Georgia Peach and the Red Apple will arrive in April for Prime members, 8th to the 9th and 15th to the 27th for the two respectable ones. The other two ships in 1 to 2 months. And they come out in the Vault-Tec pack, which will have 22-ounce cans, and the pack has 12 cans in it. So yes, it's an energy drink. Swift Energy is probably cheaper in the long run. Just saying. Promo code Quest. Tomorrow, more gaming news. You know that. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow is Good Friday. So have a good Thursday, people. Go play some games. We'll see you tomorrow.